Well, this is nice. It's been a while since I've had a Friday conversation with some good company. And today we have Alyssa Esperaz, who is the content and PR manager at Compassion Canada, joining me today. Alyssa, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Holly.
Oh, of course. We're huge fans of Compassion over here. And it's been so exciting just tracking since, when was it? We were talking about Giving Tuesday last year, and we were talking about the incredible way that people can give during Christmas, and then a huge anniversary for you guys. And it just seems like you are being so involved in different areas. And so I'm excited to have you on Good Company today, because rumor has it, you have some more fun events that are supporting people internationally coming up really soon. Can you explain a little bit about what your next event is?
Yeah, well, we have Mother's Day coming up, and, you know, some of the most remarkable stories that I get to tell in my role are about moms, you know, from moms who are in impossible situations while giving birth to the lengths they'll go to, you know, protect and provide for their kids in the midst of poverty. And many of us have experienced that kind of fierce love of a mother, and there's just something so universally powerful about it, you know. And so at Compassion, we think Mother's Day is a really beautiful time to celebrate motherhood in all of its forms, and especially to remember moms living in poverty around the world. And just knowing that, especially for new moms, it's a really, really vulnerable time for kids, that about 2.4 million kids living in poverty die in the first 28 days of their life. And that's where Compassion's survival program comes in, where we specifically focus on new moms and babies and really help support them so that they can not only survive, but thrive beyond those first vulnerable days of life. And so that is what we want to shine a spotlight on this Mother's Day. And we have an event that is happening in Burlington that we are inviting people out to hear more about this and also celebrate their moms and their own lives. So, really excited to share a little bit more about that with you.
I'm so glad that you guys are doing this. I was 11 years ago. I feel like I'm dating myself again, but I went with some of the Compassion workers to the Dominican Republic and actually got to see some of these initiatives being played out. And so we went to a home of a new mom, and she was so incredibly grateful. She wasn't a new mom, but just having people supporting her, it was just phenomenal. And I wasn't a mom at the time, and so I didn't understand the fullness of what she was experiencing. But can you share a little bit about how you help moms and new moms navigate those first few years with that education element?
Yeah, totally. I mean, huge part is education. One thing would be like the amount of births that happen in communities experiencing poverty is, you know, not many attended births by a medical professional. And so a big part of survival is educating people on the importance of that. And then we see incredible outcomes. I read a stat recently in Togo that our survival program led to a 28% increase in births attended by a skilled health professional amongst moms in our program. So like that directly correlates to saving lives in when moms are giving birth.
Yeah, because a lot of times people think of Compassion as just a child sponsorship program, but there's so much more that you guys do, and this is one of those elements.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what can we expect at this Mother's Day luncheon?
Yeah, so we are hosting a fundraising luncheon on Mother's Day. It's called Change Her Story. It is at the Burlington Convention Center, and we want to do exactly what we've been talking about here today, celebrate our moms and then remember moms around the world. And so we're so excited. We have New York Times bestselling author Anne Boskamp, who's going to be joining us as a guest speaker. And we have also had a donor generously cover the cost of the food and the venue so that all of the ticket sales will go to benefit the survival program, which we're so thankful for. So just like wins all around. And so any listeners in the Burlington area, we'd really encourage you to buy tickets, come out, bring the whole family. It's a family-friendly event, and I think just a great way to celebrate Mother's Day with a beautiful lunch, encouragement from Anne, and a way to support and remember moms around the world. So people can get tickets on Eventbrite by searching for Change Her Story. And the last day to buy tickets is May 8th. So run, don't walk.
Yeah, exactly. Run, don't walk. I love that. So you're saying all the money from the tickets goes directly to the program.
Yeah, which is just so exciting. And we're just so thankful for a generous donor who's blessed us to make that happen.
That's incredible. So yes, if you want to be able to support Compassion Canada, as they really, really are in the fabric of the communities, working with new moms and moms who just might need a little extra education. There's so much to learn when you have a new baby. And so they are literally doing this on the ground. And like, I've seen it firsthand. It's an incredible program. And it even helped me get ready when I had my kids. I was like, I remember sitting in one of those sessions.
Okay.
So it's comparable information to what we give our moms here, and you can be a part of that. Alyssa, thank you so much for all that you do.
Oh, so thankful.
So again, you need to go to Eventbrite. You can get your tickets. Run, don't walk. The deadline is the 8th. And if you want information on Compassion, you can always go to their website. It's compassion.ca. Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us here today on Good Company.
Thanks, Holly.